Now, Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Building numbers, we're not doing as well as we might want to be, yeah?
No, that's completely right. So you look at October, 2,850 new homes consented in New Zealand. So it was down almost 7% on the same month a year ago. Multi-unit homes, so townhouses, apartments, flats, retirement units and the like, they were down 18%. Standalone houses, they help mitigate the overall declines, are up almost 9%. So we've actually got a mini uptrend here if you look at it since July. But yeah, overall, when you look at sort of the number of new homes consented in October with September, down 5.2% annual basis, down 16% compared with the year ended October 2023. So yeah, standalone's holding up better, but multi-unit homes down 25% on an annual basis. You look at it over the last 2 years, Mike, and the total value of new residential construction is down $5 billion. So look, are we at the bottom? Time will tell, I suppose, and given recent rate cuts. Just looking across the Tasman, it was a slightly different story there. Number of dwellings approved there were up 4.2%, second highest in 2 years. But it was actually the reverse. It was actually driven by an increase in apartment developments, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria. They were actually up 25%. We'll see if that's sustainable. Private sector houses in Aussie, they fell by 5.2% in October, but they recently hit a two-year high, so you factor that in. And their building value rose 3.2%, or $8.3 billion. So it seems pretty clear that Aussie construction is holding up better than ours.
Okay, then we come to retail sales. Speaking of Australians, they're good too.
Yeah, they're going pretty well. So they've had their third straight month of gains. They advanced 0.6% did retail sales in the prior month. That exceeded forecasts. Annual basis up 3.4%. Looks like it's been driven by discounting. These numbers don't include Black Friday, of course. But so, yeah, that's enticing sort of the shoppers in. Cafes, restaurants and takeaway. Food services, they were up. Food retailing bounced back. Bit of a varied story by state. Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, they saw good gains. But New South Wales and Western Australia were weak. So yeah, the Reserve Bank wants to see household spending moderate. So this won't help in that regard. They actually meet next week. And Michelle Bullock, she said, inflation's too high anyway. I suppose we're getting to the point anyway where the RBA is saying it looks like it needs two more sets of quarterly inflation data before it cuts rates. So the next live meeting probably isn't till May next year. Money markets are still pricing in a 40% chance of a cut in Feb, and yeah, more data will be of interest. We actually had another print yesterday showing that corporate profits in Aussie were down almost 5% in the September quarter, you know, weighed by the mining sector. So there'll be a lot of interest in the Aussie GDP data out tomorrow there.
Okay, and then we come to China. They're back.
They're back, baby. Yeah, we've got lots of positive signs here. So this is the latest private sector report on the manufacturing sector, and it confirmed what the official report said recently as well. So manufacturing sector activity growing at its fastest rate in 5 months in November. The PMI hit 51.5. That was above estimates of 50.5. Second straight month of expansion, helped by the steepest increase in the growth of foreign orders since February last year, output price inflation 13-month high. So yeah, good news, Mike, shows the stimulus packages are potentially working. You also look at the export side, they're actually heading for a record trade surplus of $1 trillion this year. So I guess Trump's threatening to have something to say about that. Employment, that still remained in contraction, so it's taking a time for stimulus to trickle down to the labour market. Just looking elsewhere, it was less convincing picture. So in the US with the PMI there, it improved in November, still in contraction. Inventories, new orders, employment, they all show gains. Price index dropped, so inflation pressures are easing, but not so good in the UK. Manufacturing output, a 9-month low. Concerns around the budget factor, and Europe pretty bad as well. Deteriorated there in terms of manufacturing activity, fastest pace since August 2020. So markets now pricing in an increased chance of a jumbo 50 basis point rate cut by the ECB next week.
I need some numbers.
Yeah, sure. Hey, we've got some record numbers as well for you, Mike. We've got the S&P 500 up 0.2%, 6,046. We've also got a record for NASDAQ. That's up 1%, 19,413. So tech stocks doing well. Dow down 0.25%, 44,800. FTSE 100 up 0.3% in the UK. Stocks 50 up 0.9% in Europe. Nikkei, that was up 0.8%. ASX 200, speaking of records, they hit one as well, 0.14% higher, 8,447. NZX 50, we were a positive, up 0.4%, 13,114. Gold up $4, 2,639 an ounce. Oil down 18 cents, 67 spot 82. Currency markets, Kiwi weak against the US, with 58.7 there. Against the Australian dollar, we're 90.98, up slightly. And we're down 1% against sterling. So, yeah, a bit of a mixed bag there on the currency front.
See you tomorrow. Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith with us.